Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still hanging in there.
Thank God you are. And, of course, this is the Christina Liu Show. And before we get back to the Christina Liu Show, this is also a very religious time of year. You have Passover coming up, which is next weekend. This weekend is Palm Sunday. The following Sunday is Easter. So, I mean, and then I'm not really sure when Greek Easter is.
It's the following.
It's usually 7 days after
the
Catholic Easter.
Yeah.
And it's funny, when you're watching TV, how many shows about the 12 apostles are on TV?
Really?
Unbelievable. Right. Because obviously with the right. crucifixion and the Last Supper, everything else, the 12 apostles.
Hmm.
Some of them are lousy shows, but I do... You know, it's amazing. There's no 12 Passover apostles. But in the Catholic Church, there are
right.
12 apostles.
Yes.
Work with me, Anne.
Does that have anything at all to do with Victoria's birthday? Okay, Victoria. Here we go. I heard it was going to be your birthday. And here we go. Victoria, that's for you. That's for you. Give it to Victoria. We got a little celebration. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't tell me it's Christina. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? Oh, how embarrassing this is. Well, Christina.
Anne's like pulling out like a magic bag of tricks here.
But
there
you go.
For the ladies. Oh, okay, beautiful. What a sweetheart.
This is it.
I got thrown off.
And just, we looked in full panic. I was like, I do not miss a birthday. It is not Victoria's birthday.
It was in January. I had to figure out a way. Of trying to
I love
up
John
one.
That's
wow.
terrific. Very, very nice.
And okay. Anne just gave us beautiful flowers. Yes. And that was very thoughtful. Very thoughtful and creative.
All
and
right.
it's super pretty.
Okay.
That was very impressive.
Actually, you know.
John was in full panic.
You led me right into
John,
it.
Oh, my God. I lost control.
Okay. I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw Christina, but it was at your shower.
Oh, my, because it popped up. Yeah, my
And I
did.
Said, my God, she's celebrating her birthday, right?
Yes, no, that was old. That was old news. That was my fabulous wedding
show. Well, that was very nice, Anne, for both the
yes,
ladies.
Yes, it's absolutely
great.
Beautiful.
Great.
I
well,
love it.
Happy birthday. I'm sure. When is yours?
Mine's in January.
Oh, okay. You well, you know, John, you'll have yeah. to start calculating
yeah,
in that one also.
Listen, really we're always celebrating, so.
Put us in with a zigzag
there you go.
Here.
We're bringing
okay.
spring. We're
okay.
celebrating
That's
spring.
It.
Okay.
But wow,
good
that
job,
was
really Ben. Cool. That was true.
I know.
All right.
I just
great.
Like the shit. I wish someone had a camera on John's face. Like, what is going on right now? What just happened? This just really went rogue. But, you know, Project Independence, we are hoping for nice weather from here on out. And there's really great programming coming up. Especially, I want to always remind people that we offer our Color Me Calm classes. That's at Yes We Can Community Center. And it's a great place to kind of do a meditative activity, relieve some stress, and improve your mood, and just socialize in general, which I think is really nice. And that is going to be – that's on Fridays over at Yes We Can from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. And that's an ongoing program. So you can get all the dates for that. And also coming up in April is we have a wonderful partnership with St. Francis. And for years now, they offer this cardiac screening van that comes around to all different centers. And you're able to get a free health screening, your blood pressure checked, your diabetes screenings. They'll give you education referrals. And it's really great because you don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to give insurance or anything. So if you happen to be in the area, you could just hop right on the van and get these things done, which I think is wonderful. And what is amazing is that there's actually been people that have, you know, went on just for these tests and had to be referred to the emergency room because of wow. different levels and stuff. So it actually saved them as well. So I think it's great. And if you're in the area, to check it out. The next one is going to be April 3rd, which is a magical day on my birthday. We'll be at
Are
Clinton.
Your birthday's the 3rd?
Yep.
Yeah, in case
wow.
you didn't know. Yeah, and you might not be confused. I don't know. You know, I just wanted to remind you out there. It's Clinton G. Martin Park, and it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And like I said, you do not need to make an appointment. You can just show up. The next one will be April 5th. We'll be at Port Washington Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we have another one on April 12th at Magnolia Gardens, and that's over in Westbury, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as well. So it's really great that there's all these different options, and, you know, just check it out, because why not? Also, we have some on top of all these, obviously, we have our ongoing social groups that we promote every week. So if you're interested in the numerous amount of social groups, you can call 869-6311 for those. But we have a great chat. You know, on here, we're always talking about our scam prevention. We try and tell people there's different things that, you know, ways to protect yourself because it's hard to keep up because, as we all know, that every day there's some kind of new scam or something. The amount of phone calls I receive on my cell phone is absurd. And you can block one number and all of a sudden then the next number will be calling you. I mean, it's frustrating. So I could imagine that with everyone. So this is – we have one on Wednesday, April 25th. We have a fraud prevention. It's going to be presented by Tara Dubé. She's the assistant manager of Ridgewood Savings Bank, and she's going over to the Yes We Can Community Center to tell people how to spot and prevent scams. So this is going to be on April 25th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I really encourage people go and get some tips, you know, for that as well. And, you know, on this show, we're constantly trying to educate people on these things. You know, we it's definitely with Project Safe, we're trying to really get people as safe as possible. Also, which is really wonderful, we're partnered with North Shore Child and Family Guidance, and they provide a program for us, which is for grandparents who are caregivers for their grandchildren, which is actually something that's been increasing. And it's a really wonderful organization. And this group provides respite for the grandparents. So they'll help. The kids can stay occupied for whatever. There'll be different activities. And the grandparents get, you know, some time to kind of just talk and you know, and share different things. But she's going to be providing a chat on April 26th. It's Dr. Nellie Walthrust. She's going to just tell you, even if you're caring for them or you're helping to raise them, whatever it might be, just valuable tips and resources. And this is going to be at Shelter Rock Library, which is 165 Searingtown Road, Albertson, at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then the following day, Nellie will actually be on our radio show on April 27th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she'll be talking about that, too. So you can – and she's really absolutely a wonderful person and does some great work over there. So we can stay tuned for that. Also, which is a wonderful program going on in North Hempstead, the town clerk's office is now holding a mobile passport hours. You know, we've been promoting this passport program over there, and we really want people to know because it's so convenient and absolutely wonderful. But this mobile passport processing event will be on April 16th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Great Neck Public Library. You have to register for it. And at this event, you're able to process a new passport or renew an existing one, which I think is great. So it's hitting the road. So I'm
sure. You do it while you're there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
April 16th. That's my birthday.
I was just going to say
my
that.
Birthday.
That's right.
Oh. That's right.
So she can go get her passport on any changes and get
and
out
off
of here.
I go. That's right. Rio. Here
but,
we come.
You know, I really think it's a thing that they'll probably do if it's successful. So I encourage everyone that if you do need this updated, it's a great time to do it because – you know, it's certainly something that could be very annoying to have to go to the post office and deal with. If anyone's had to deal with that, it can be, you know. So definitely check it out. For more information or to register, call 311 or 869-6311 for that.
Can you also do it at – I think it's on Plandome Road.
Yes.
This happened in the post office where someone was behind me, started asking me, and Anna Kaplan was behind her.
Oh, really?
And she's one that gave it. I was like, whoa, thank God Anna Kaplan was here because she referred over to go to Plandome Road.
Yes, so that's,
Anna Kaplan is one of the councilwomen
yes,
for the town of North Hempstead.
Yes.
But so, that's actually something really great, too, you know, because that is at the town clerk's office is there. So, you know, during the week you're able to do that as well.
Yeah.
But I think what's great is that, you know, they'll kind of be taking this on the road. So, you know, if people might not be convenient to get there, they could, you know, hopefully it'll be offered at a bunch of different libraries, which I think would be wonderful. Another great program that North Hempstead's doing is the 7th Annual Row for Autism event. It's on April 15th at 7:30 a.m. at the North Hempstead Beach parking lot. And you're first of all, if you want to come and just cheer it on and support a really a great cause, that is free. So if you're in the area, you could definitely check that out. The event is sanctioned by U.S. Rowing and attracts teams from throughout New York and different nearby states to just really raise awareness and money for autism, which I think is just a
great
amazing.
Thing. Yeah. I agree.
A great thing that North Hempstead does. Also, I think hopefully we could say we are ready for Operation Clean Sweep in North Hempstead.
Maybe.
I'm hoping that it means they're going to get rid of all the dirt and that's it. You know, no more dirt coming, which, fingers crossed. So that is going to kick off April 23rd. So there's a whole bunch of different dates for all the areas, just so you're aware of when they'll be in your area cleaning up the streets and the roadways, because it's a mess out there.
And that's important to call 311 for those dates, because you have your car outside.
Absolutely.
When they ask you to keep it off the street that day, then it doesn't get cleaned. I mean, it's just, you know, for that one day.
Right, you want to cooperate.
You know, cooperate.
Right, absolutely.
Because they don't come back. They go around, you know, they're going to go down the street once or maybe twice to get it clean, but they're not coming back around your car.
Do they ticket the cars if they're not?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just try to do it. But actually, we're out of time for today.
Wow.
I know, it flowed. Today was a wonderful, wonderful show.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Christina. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great day, everyone.